I think two types of performance. I think the first half we seemed a yard off the pace. We didn't have any composure. We never picked a right pass at the right time, whether over hit it, under hit it. We probably stood off them. And maybe as a management team we're a little bit to blame. Maybe we spoke too glowingly in terms of how good side Oxford are. If you take that, the fact that they have to score a special goal from a really special talent, it's a great goal. Stuart should do better because we identified what this kid could do, stepping over that hand coming inside. But apart from a couple of long free kicks into the box just before half time, they've not made another chance. But granted, probably up until then, we missed the best two good chances of the game, but not take them. But we're still disappointed. I had to lift the dressing a little bit. I had to be quite strong with them, quite vocal with them, reminding what's put us on this run, reminding them what's put us in this chance of reaching into that top 10. And it's about being on the front foot, picking the right path, the right way of pass, having a tempo, pressing the life out of the opposition. And I said to them, you know, we can make three changes now to the outfield, but we're not. We're going to stick with it and we'll give it 10 minutes and then we'll make three at one time. Unless they give us a cause not to. That's where the second half conversation at the end of the game, I was obviously full of praise and said if we played for 95 minutes, which is easy for a manager to say, but if we play for 95 minutes like we played in the second half, we'd beat Oxford today. It's as simple as that. But I think if you take the totality of the game, and when I wake up tomorrow morning, I always like to watch it and reflect on it, but I think I will be thinking that a point shared was probably the dessert for both teams. There's always faults for every goal. I'm sure they'll look at the penalty and think there's faults for that when we get the penalty. My only disappointing thing is we have enough good attacking situations in that last 10, 15 minutes of the game to have scored a second goal. We got ourselves in some great areas. We were more inventive with our passing. We played more high tempo. The Rainham end, where the Rainham end, they were absolutely tremendous.